Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. This, our 26th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech. Products and services, all sorts of gadgets and gizmos, whatever the case, available today and into tomorrow. We really appreciate it when you participate on the program, because your calls, your help for other listeners, your questions and comments, your tech rage all make the show every week. So we do want to hear from you. And of course, the easy way these days, hit that Ask Dave microphone button on any device with a browser and a microphone, your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, what have you, at intotomorrow.com. Or we love it if you download our free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Give us 5 stars if you're so inclined, maybe even a nice little review. I'd love you for it. And then hit the button that says Message to Studio. Or the old-fashioned way, if you still use your phone as a phone, I do once in a while, then you can pick up your phone and dial 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Our next guest's company created a first-of-its-kind augmented reality platform to reach consumers from product labels. It's very cool. Joining us from Australia, down under, as the co-founder of a company called Swigger, Luke Chaffee. Luke, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Dave. Nice to have you. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Really good.
It's our pleasure. Tell me about the company Swigger, S-W-I-G-R, and Swigger.com. Tell me about the company.
Yeah, for sure. So we are a company who is trying to grow in the alcohol sphere. So we produced an app called Swigger, which allows a user to download the app from the App Store, head to a can that's on the app itself and scan it, and through the power of augmented reality, find out more through visual content and more about the brand and get engaged with the brand. From a brewery's perspective or from any alcohol brand's perspective, they're able to simply head to the website and sign up for their own accounts and register their labels on the app so their users can find it and experience the augmented reality experience.
And of course, I want to remind our radio and podcast audience that if you are not yet seeing or haven't seen the video of this interview with Luke, so you see exactly what we're talking about. We've got some video showing you what Swigger does and how well it works and how much fun it looks. So how hard is it for a brand to get augmented reality with or without Swigger? I'm guessing you make it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, the whole purpose of Swigger is to make getting augmented reality for packaging a lot easier of a process. So typically, if you want to get augmented reality on your packaging, you'd be looking at trying to find a developer, trying to get someone to actually create and come up with a whole experience that shows when you scan the product, and then also find the technology then to implement that. What we've done is take away a lot of those barriers, especially being those of needing any technical knowledge and also reducing price way down. So for us, we're currently offering $99 per month for a label. And all they have to do is provide us the actual print label itself, the physical product, And then they're able to just upload videos, images, text into a backend, and the platform will do the rest and create the augmented reality experience for them.
So this beverage label actually sort of comes to life with the augmented reality, and that's kind of the cool thing about it.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing else involved. The manufacturers don't have to do anything. They don't have to change their labeling or add something to their labeling in the manufacturing process.
No, exactly. So one of the real strong points that we wanted to make sure at the start was that it didn't require a brewer to or a brand to change their packaging. We wanted to be able to take their pre-existing packaging and enhance it from there. And so no need to change your packaging at all. It purely takes the label. It looks at it, looks at the little details on the label itself and identifies and tracks and holds onto it from that perspective.
So does your team then, Luke, create this animation, if you will, this augmented reality reaction?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So part of our job here is, having the platform for them to do it, but we also are creating a number of different, we call scenes in the experience to be able to show content in different ways. So whether that's a video that wraps all the way around the can, or it's a game that plays through on their can directly. Our job here is to try and give them as many different options to give their brand a unique experience in the market.
And for those listening not yet having been able to see our video of your interview, give us some examples of some of the content that's available then with Swigger. What is it that if someone points their phone to a beverage can, for example, might they see or what might happen?
Absolutely. So some of the examples are things like the can will come to life. That is, we have cans that currently you scan it and they start to move on their own. And it's pretty cool little piece.
Now, the can moves or things around the can are moving?
The virtual experience makes the can look like it's moving.
Gotcha.
In the experience. But we have other pieces in there as well around promotions, being able to get exclusive discounts through the app. But then other sides as well are things like we have a social wall, and that takes the power of Instagram and brings it into the app as well. And simply what we're asking is for users to post on Instagram with the two hashtags that's associated to that brand, which they can see by scanning the can. Mm-hmm. And you have the chance to show up directly on the can yourself. Other ones, though, that we've been developing recently are things like playing basketball on the can, playing Beer Invaders is what we've called it, but a take of Space Invaders. And we've got a few other ones in development that are quite early on, so I don't really want to go too much into detail on them. But
oh, come on, I won't tell anyone. Just tell us what you're doing. No, I understand.
There's one that we're sort of a bit more closer on, and it's a voting style sequence. So sort of like being able to visually replace the entire label with different variations and having your fans effectively voting on which one they think is the coolest. Uh-huh. And the way we kind of hope a brand would use it is that they effectively have like a little competition in house, almost like not like a drawing competition or something like that, but like having people design different labels and then having your fans of your brewery be able to vote on which one they think is the coolest and should go with next.
Oh, I think that's fascinating because not only does it help the company with marketing, but now you're really getting some good feedback from your consumers. And can I assume, Luke, that there's no charge for the consumer to have the app to make this happen, to make these cans come to life, or is there a charge for the app?
No, you're exactly right. The only charge that we put in place is for the actual labels to be registered in the system. So for a user wanting to scan the labels, all they have to do is head to the App Store, download the app, and they're able to hit scan and scan any participating labels.
We're going to continue my chat with Luke Chaffee, the co-founder of Swigger, after a quick break. And we invite you, of course, to visit us at intotomorrow.com. You got to check out this video. It's really pretty cool what they're doing. So we'll meet up at intotomorrow.com. But don't go away. Much more to come right after this.